This stone sculpture features Dipankara, a Buddha of the past, believed to have lived before the historical Buddha. He promises enlightenment to the figure in the right-hand corner.
The belief that this embodies is the notion that you find in both Buddhism and Hinduism, that the cosmos and every being in it both go through a cycle of birth and rebirth. So prior to the current cosmic cycle, it is presumed in Buddhism that there were other earlier cosmic ages that also had Buddhas in them. Dipankara is one of those Buddhas. So you have the Buddha of a past age on the front of this sculpture, and on the back, in a niche, seated with his legs crossed, you have Maitreya, who will be the Buddha of the next cosmic cycle. So the sculpture itself sort of links the past, the present, and the future.
Buddhism was founded and first flourished in India, and Chinese depictions of the Buddha were based on Indian models. Indian artists sought to show the Buddha's physical perfection, which you can see here in the figure's broad shoulders and powerful arms. But the linear forms in the drapery are typical of Chinese art. This interplay continues throughout the history of Chinese Buddhist sculpture. Press play to hear more about Buddhism as a religion.